holding out for a hero. Very large crowds spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Matthew 21:8-9. Everybody loves a hero. When the chips are down and it seems like the whole world is a dumpster fire, we all look for someone or something to save the day. Whether it's Superman or Katniss Everdeen, we find a glimmer of hope, if even for a few moments, in our big screen, and now mostly small screen, heroes, who through their superhuman powers or just sheer grit and guile, save the day and triumph. We've even turned superhero movies into one of the most profitable entertainment enterprises in screen history. However complicated the plot line, the epic battle between good and evil still sells, and we still tune in to see the hero win. But why? Here's one theory. We all know there's something wrong with the world. We didn't need a global pandemic to show us that, but it certainly amplified our problems. It seems like the whole world has been squeezed, and not all that's come out has been heroic. In the real world, whatever that is, fixes are temporary, complicated, uncertain, and always up for debate. Our longing for clear, simple, pure solutions seems somewhere between naive and gullible. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, the crowds were looking for a hero too. Hosanna, they cried, save us. But what did they want saved from? The Romans, the Jewish establishment, something deeper? A Jewish carpenter from the hick town of Nazareth, with a few years of teaching, some wild claims and a handful of miracles on his resume, didn't seem like much of a match for the Jewish authorities, let alone the mighty Roman army. But what if the real enemy isn't something or someone out there, but something much darker, more sinister and pervasive? What if Jesus came to save us from something deeper? What if he actually came to save you from you, and me from me, and us from us? What if the real enemy is always on the inside? You see, Jesus didn't come to simply give us good advice and a plan to clean up the mess of our lives. He came proclaiming the good news that his kingdom had arrived, and we are invited to join him. The crowds waving palm branches and laying their cloaks down before him didn't get it yet, and so many times we don't get it either. We want Jesus to defeat the enemy out there, the one we can see. I know I want Jesus to protect and bless my family and friends. I want Jesus to intervene and make my circumstances better. I want Jesus to keep me out of the hospital, keep my kids safe, and give me peace. But what if what Jesus is really after is bigger than all those things? You see, Jesus is in the business of meeting our individual needs. He cares about our broken furnaces, our broken bones, and our broken relationships. But what if the way God chooses to bring healing into our everyday lives and his answers to our cries for help are preparing and shaping us for something so much more? So what are you crying out to Jesus for today? As you look forward to the cross and the empty tomb this week, what are you asking him to save you from? What are you asking him to save you for? Jesus, save me from me. Help me to see more like you see.